She speaks French like a native and knows her job backwards. Her cover's perfect, and I have arranged for her to team up with you quite smoothly. What is more natural than that you should pick up a pretty girl here? As a Jamaican millionaire, he coughed respectfully, what with your hot blood and all, you would look naked without one. Bond grunted dubiously. Any other surprises? He asked suspiciously. Nothing very much, answered Mathis. Le Chiffre is installed in his villa. It's about 10 miles down the coast road. He has his two guards with him. They look pretty capable fellows. One of them has been seen visiting a little pension in the town where three mysterious and rather subhuman characters checked in 2 days ago. They may be part of the team. Their papers are in order, stateless checks, apparently, but one of our men says the language they talk in their room is Bulgarian. We don't see many of those around. They're mostly used against the Turks and the Yugoslavs. They're stupid, but obedient. The Russians use them for simple killings or as fall guys for more complicated ones. Thanks very much. Which is mine to be? Asked Bond. Anything else? No. Come to the bar of the Hermitage before lunch. I'll fix the introduction. Ask her to dinner this evening, then it will be natural for her to come into the casino with you. I'll be there too, but in the background. I've got one or two good chaps, and we'll keep an eye on you. Oh, and there's an American called Leiter here, staying in the hotel. Felix Leiter. He's the CIA chap from Fontainebleau. London told me to tell you. He looks okay. May come in useful. A torrent of Italian burst from the wireless set on the floor. Mathis switched it off, and they exchanged some phrases about the set and about how Bond should pay for it. Then, with effusive farewells and a final wink, Mathis bowed himself out. Bond sat at the window and gathered his thoughts. Nothing that Mathis had told him was reassuring. He was completely blown and under really professional surveillance. An attempt might be made to put him away before he had a chance to pit himself against Le Chiffre at the tables. The Russians had no stupid prejudices about murder. And then there was this pest of a girl. He sighed. Women were for recreation. On a job they got in the way and fogged things up with sex and hurt feelings and all the emotional baggage they carried around. One had to look out for them and take care of them. Bitch, said Bond. And then, remembering the Monses, he said, "Bitch," again more loudly, and walked out of the room.